Cuellar addresses immigration enforcement and unity at Texas Together rally in McAllen. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. Congressman Henry Cuellar addressed immigration enforcement and political organizing during remarks on March 9, 2026, at a Texas Together Democratic rally held at the former El Cine Rey Theater. The event brought together volunteers, candidates, and organizers working with Texas Together, a statewide coordinated Democratic campaign effort focused on electing Democrats across the ballot in the November elections. Cuellar said he supports deporting criminals but criticized immigration enforcement actions that targeted workers in South Texas. A promise was made that criminals would be deported. "I don't have a problem with that. I believe criminals should be deported," Cuellar said. But when enforcement started targeting workers, many of our South Texas builders and workers were affected. According to Cuellar, local business owners and workers traveled to Washington to raise concerns. "They came to Washington. We sat down with some Republicans, and I insisted that we address the issue," he said. "And you know what? Ask them. The ICE raids stopped here in our area." Cuellar thanked those who spoke out publicly about the issue, including singer and congressional candidate Bobby Pulido. "I want to thank everyone who worked together to make that happen. We got it done," Cuellar said. "And I especially want to thank Bobby Pulido. Bobby spoke up when it mattered, and I appreciate that. Because when he speaks up, South Texas wins." During his remarks, Cuellar also asked attendees to consider the political history of major social programs in the United States. "Is South Texas ready to lead the state of Texas again?" Cuellar said. "People often ask me, does it matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican? Well, let's look at history." Cuellar said Democrats were responsible for several major federal programs. Who created Social Security? "It was Democrats who created Social Security to make sure our seniors had security and support," he said. "Who created Medicare?" "Again, it was Democrats who created Medicare so Americans could have access to affordable health care." He also referenced civil rights legislation and the Affordable Care Act. "Who passed the Civil Rights Act so that we could guarantee civil rights in the United States?" "It was Democrats who led that effort," Cuellar said. "More recently, who created the Affordable Care Act to expand health care coverage?" "It was the Democrats. And yes, we lost 55 Democratic seats after that vote, but it was the right thing to do to make healthcare more affordable for Americans." Cuellar also discussed higher education development in South Texas. "In the 1990s, we didn't have the PhD programs, the master's programs, or the universities that we have today," he said. "The border region was treated very differently. Most of the advanced programs were located in places like San Antonio, not here for our students. In the 1990s, we created the South Texas Initiative to bring funding and opportunities to this region," Cuellar said. Leaders from across the area, Corpus Christi and other communities, came together and voted to make it happen. The rally was part of organizing efforts ahead of the November elections, where Democrats are working to mobilize volunteers and voters across Texas.